are Locked On 49ers, your daily San Francisco 49ers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 49ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. It is Wednesday. It's a Winky Wednesday. Nick Winkler joining me momentarily. We will be hitting that Locked On 49ers mailbag, and there's some 49ers news. Free agent kicker Robbie Gould isn't going anywhere. More on that later. Do want to remind everybody first to subscribe, rate, review the show, tell a friend about Locked On 49ers. If you're in your car, just tell your smart device, play podcast, Locked On 49ers. Hit me up on Twitter at BDPeacock. That's the best place to get those mailbag questions in. You can also email the show, LockedOn49ers@gmail.com. And if you want to be a sponsor of this podcast or any of the shows on the Locked On Podcast Network, again, that email is LockedOn49ers@gmail.com. Now let's get this Winky Wednesday rolling.
Action News 8 Sports with Nick Winkler.
Can't believe it. It's almost here.
Nick, how excited are you about the NFL Combine coming up this week?
I can't believe it. It's almost here.
Wow. I think I know.
801.
Yeah, 801. Eight, wait.
Oh, man, no, it's really exciting. I can't wait to see measurements.
801.
801. Oh. Actual retail price. Oh, 810.
The Combine.
Yeah. That's exactly how I feel about the Combine as well.
Yeah, man, I love it. This is fantastic. Plus, hey, come on, Robbie Gould sticking around.
Yeah,
man.
So that's the big news. Teased it in the intro. Robbie Gould getting the non-exclusive franchise tag. He's going to get just north of $5 million for this year. Non-exclusive means teams can still offer up for him, which would make zero sense, and they would have to give the 49ers two first-round draft picks.
As I was saying, do you think that they're trying to fleece the Bears again?
That's the thing is they could come up with their own trade, right? So if the Bears really want him, if Robbie Gould wants to go, maybe this is the 49ers way of saying, look, if you really want to go, that's fine. Maybe the Bears can make that happen and sort of grease that with a little draft pick. So maybe that still could happen.
But I like it. I think it's a smart play.
Yeah, it's the right thing to do. It was really the only thing to do with the way the 49ers cap situation is, the way that their free agent cupboard is bare. It's like you're not going to tag anybody else. So,
and just the way that he's kicked too. I mean, nobody's kicked better over the last 2 years.
He's been the best kicker the last couple of years since he's been in San Francisco, and it's not the easiest place to play. It's a windy place. So, keep your good players.
Yeah, amen to that. You want to win? Yeah, you don't get rid of your best or possibly the best kicker in the NFL. You don't get rid of him.
Right, and you have until July or whatever it is, I think, to try to get a long-term deal done, and hopefully they can do that because, as we've seen, kickers can kick until they're 50.
I'd love to see a 3 or 4 year deal for Robbie Gould. Hell yes.
For sure. So I think
maybe he'll move his family here, though, from Chicago.
Yeah. I mean, look, half the year he can live there, half the year he can live here. It's not
at the Marriott. Isn't that where he was living?
Santa Clara Marriott? Yeah, the Marriott. Maybe he'll get an actual apartment this year. Who knows?
Yeah. Maybe him, Trent Taylor, and George Kittle can get a place together.
Do they not have places either?
I don't know. I think when they did that 49ers video thing, I think Trent Taylor and George Kittle were like best friends.
Right. Yeah. It seems that way. And I love George Kittle's ribbing of Trent Taylor and short jokes is hilarious.
It's just they're nonstop. I mean, how do you not? The guy is very little.
And to his credit, which is one of the important things, Trent Taylor able to laugh at himself, and he has a good sense of humor about it, which makes it even better.
Well, yeah, just in life, you got to be able to laugh at yourself. If you don't, you're doing something wrong.
100%, man. All right, so Robbie Gould looks like he's going to be sticking around unless the Bears pony up. The Bears want to put some draft picks in front of the 49ers for Robbie Gould, and I don't know if they would even want to trade him unless Gould also wants to go back to Chicago. So, you know, who knows? Right. We'll see what happens there. Combine coming up this weekend. Players showing up, getting medicals already right now as we speak. We'll start seeing measurements Wednesday for the offensive line and running backs. Field work, 40 times and all that get going Thursday through the weekend, and then finishing up DB's workout on Monday. And, you know, it's fun to watch the 40 and see all these times. And it's best not to get worked up with those. And you don't, like, during evaluations, you don't want to double count somebody's speed. So if you know they're fast and you're like, this guy is a second round prospect and he's really fast, then he runs fast. You're like, oh, he ran fast. Let's make him a first round prospect.
Right.
It's like, no, you already had that worked in. Don't double count what you see out in workouts. You want to confirm what you already know about these guys. If something doesn't match up, then you go back and watch the film, see if it looks a little bit different. That happened to me personally, talking about Deebo Samuel. He showed up at the Senior Bowl and was awesome, and he was lights out. And I was thinking, man, he didn't impress me that much. And so I went back and I realized, you know, bad quarterback at South Carolina, and the routes he was running was like these crossers trying to find soft spots. So he's running them in half speed, and it was just a snoozer of an offense. And that crept into his evaluation when I really looked for it and saw the things I saw when he was able to do and running all these different routes. It's like, oh yeah, okay, he's got a lot more juice. And so maybe that's something you can do with the combine when you see someone work out better than expected. But most importantly, what is their actual height and weight? Because we know colleges are lying liars when they put out those rosters, and they're just way off. So we'll see exactly how much these guys weigh and how tall they actually are, how long they are, how big their hands are.
Have you checked the Locked On 49ers program yet? I'm 6'2", 250. Just so you know.
Prototype fullback.
Yeah, I'm perfect. I'm exactly. Very flexible.
That I would be like downright Brock Osweilerian.
I like
with
that.
My size, I guess, because I'm already 6'4", 220 probably right now. It's not a...
Is that what the program says?
It's a... No, that's what I actually am, and it's not a pretty 220. It's a... The 220 is going in the wrong direction. It's going into places that I don't like, especially
the
last 8 months.
Did you play basketball the other day? Did you go get a little exercise?
I got some exercise. Did not play basketball, though.
Okay.
Yeah. But I need to. I need to really get into it. Like, I need a routine. I need a partner that will help me.
That's the key.
You know, I need that push, that reason to go. Because I'm like a dog. I need to chase the ball around. I need to play a sport. I need something like that. It's really hard for me to get jazzed up to just go run or just go to the gym and push weights around.
It's like the treadmill or the elliptical. Like, yeah. I can't do it.
No. That's basketball is one of the best for that cardio. Let's see. Do we have any other news here? Oh, yeah. So height, weights, medicals. Those are the really big things. Those medicals that we don't ever really get to see. And we'll see what players test positive for marijuana. And we'll find out later when they actually get deemed.
Speaking of which, has Reuben Foster been sent home yet?
Somebody will be. That story. And it's also like, how dumb are you? Like, this is the 1 week that you had to stay clean. You couldn't do it. Come on, man.
Yeah, maybe just take the month off. You know, just saying.
Yeah, the biggest job interview of your life. Right. You screwed it up.
Prepare for it.
And then another bit of news came down Tuesday. There was a report that Cincinnati Bengals will try to trade wide receiver John Ross. This just prior to his year three. He was a first-round draft pick, I think number 9 overall in the 2017 draft after blowing up the combine. Ran a 4.22 combine record speed. Former University of Washington teammate of Dante Pettis. And I know Kyle Shanahan was a fan of John Ross coming out of the draft, called him a difference maker, a true separator. And, you know, maybe, you know, it's going to be cheap. So,
yeah, but he does seem exactly like the guy you were just talking about, where it's like, you know, that he's fast. He shows up, he sets this record speed, and it's like, oh, yeah, let's get him in the top 10. Like,
that's exactly.
He wasn't a top 10 draft pick.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah, that's exactly what happened with John Ross. So beware there. That doesn't mean he's a terrible player. I've watched a little bit of him today just to remind myself like what he's done in the NFL. Not much stat-wise, but Andy Dalton looked terrible in the clips that I saw. And so definitely potentially a reclamation project there. Very similar to Marquise Goodwin, who did nothing for 4 years in Buffalo. It could be that type of player, and they're a similar skill set there, and they have that crazy speed. So, yeah, you never know. I don't know. The 49ers have a lot of ex-wide receivers because Kyle Shanahan said Dante Pettis and Marquise Goodwin are going to be battling for that spot. I don't know if you need a third guy in that spot because he would be that same mold as Marquise Goodwin. But if he comes cheap, it's probably going to take a day 3 pick. Yeah, see if you can reclaim something there and revive his career.
Yeah, you can't teach speed, and he has an abundance of it.
That is for sure. Let's see. Where are we at here? Let's take a quick break and dip into that Locked On 49ers mailbag.
Sounds good.
All right, I want to start with one from Lauren, one of our female listeners. I wanted to get to it last week. It was in the queue. We didn't quite get there. So I want to, and this is a common question. I think I had an email about it as well. And a lot of people are excited about Nick Bosa as a prospect. And Lauren says, "Hey, Brian and Wink, love the pod. Thank you very much, Lauren. I have a question."
Well done.
I have a question I ask out loud every time you guys are talking about if Nick Bosa will be there at pick 2. Why don't the Niners do everything they can to move up a spot to snag him? It's only up 1, and he's our biggest need.
Yeah, I just think it has to do with so many other needs that you don't want to give up the few draft picks that we have in this year's draft, right?
Right. The 49ers are down a pick.
Yeah.
I think it's the division opponent would be the person you're trading with, too.
So they're going to try to fleece you.
Makes it a little dicier. if you're looking at the trade chart, it would take at least a third rounder, I think, to go up for that one spot. And we already saw what it took the Chicago Bears, which was more than that, to move up from 3 to 2 a couple of years ago to get their guy.
Right.
And you know they're not going to give you a bargain, the Cardinals, if you're trying to go up one. They know who you're going to get, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And here's the other thing. If the Cardinals are willing to trade, now you're throwing out that value that maybe the Cardinals weren't even going to – because if the Cardinals want to pick him and they don't want to move, they wouldn't trade anyway. So exactly. If the Cardinals are willing to deal, that might be a tip that they're actually not going to take Bosa anyway.
That's
and
a good
so
call.
Maybe you call them up and offer the trade, and if they really like it and they're jazzed to do it, you're like, okay, I got you.
Never mind.
Yeah, play that poker match with them.
Take
maybe.
Back.
So, yeah.
No, it's a good call. You know, there's always those quarterback hungry teams out there when it comes to draft day that just really need to get that quarterback, and they know they got to do it early too. So I think that if that number one draft pick does get traded, I don't think the 49ers are going to be in on it. I think it's going to be a team that really wants to get a quarterback.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it may be the Cardinals.
And the Cardinals,
there's talk that they may trade away Rosen. Yeah.
The Cardinals are in a place where they need to add and there's a lot of talk about the Rosen stuff, but I don't see that. That would be asinine. They already, I mean, and Rosen might be the number one quarterback if he was in this class anyway. So
right.
That's the other thing. He didn't have a very good situation last year. They got a new staff in place. They need to build around Rosen. Moving out of there makes a lot of sense for them. They have a lot of needs.
But like
stock
you said,
up some offensive linemen, some receivers to help Rosen out.
The key to that sentence was new staff in place. They might not like him. He might not be their guy.
The GM is the same though. So
okay.
I don't
but maybe
think,
the head coach is like, I can't work.
I don't know if they would hire him. Would you even hire a guy? He's like, we gotta get you drafted a trash quarterback. What are you doing?
Now give me the job.
So yeah, there's a lot of talk and I just don't buy that. You gotta build around Rosen. That's the only way to go.
What's fun is that we have no idea what's gonna happen. And it's gonna be something that no one predicted.
That's the other thing. We talked about this back in December or November, whenever it was. Go look at those mock drafts and just see how different they are when April comes. We're even closer now. We're only a couple months out. It's still your way off. You just don't know what's gonna go on. The medicals, right. Those, you know, the guys that are getting busted for pot that we don't hear about until later. There's so many different things that can happen. Every team has their individual draft board. The draft media tends to have this groupthink thing happen, and all these prospects get locked in. If you saw every team's individual, you know, 32 different teams' draft boards, you'd be blown away how different each one is. They have their own independent scouting staff, their own structure, and they do their independent evaluations. They don't care what Mel Kiper is saying.
Yeah, and one trade can change everything. You're at pick 2, all of a sudden there's a trade. It's like everyone behind them, their draft board just blew up. It's
and
like,
sometimes,
okay, hold on.
Yeah, it only takes one team. It only takes one team to love a guy. And if there's somebody else that they take, maybe that guy falls an extra round now.
Right.
Or the opposite. Maybe the team that really wanted the guy goes up and gets him. And then that changes everything for every team behind them. And so it's just a domino effect. And the draft is just crazy. You think you know, but you really don't know. And that's what makes it fun.
It really is. Yeah. And I can't wait for draft night again. Let's get out and let's hang out with some people too.
I love it.
That was a lot of fun last year.
And it's crazy too when you look back at the drafts and you think it's not like the first pick is this good and the second pick is just a little bit worse and the third pick's a little bit worse. Half these guys are going to be terrible or just do nothing. There's injuries. Like so many things can derail a guy's career, bad coaching staffs and bad fits. It's just, it's wild what can happen to a career. And half of them are going to bust. And that's the other thing that's it's crazy to think about.
A lot of luck goes into this thing.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's fun. Let's go to Ty on Twitter. He said, hey, Brian and Wink, love the show. Thank you so much. All this talk about Antonio Brown and Odell Beckham, but what do you think about going after Tyrell Williams instead? Big body, great hands, and speed to boot. Tyrell Williams from the L.A. Chargers is a free agent this year. I'm with Ty. He's my top free agent. I don't know.
I don't think you can compare the two, though.
It's,
they're kind of on different planes.
Being the top free agent in this class isn't saying as much as you know, being on a Hall of Fame path, difference maker that Odell and Antonio Brown.
Where would you rank Tyrell Williams overall in wide receivers? Would he even crack the top 50?
Yeah, 50-ish.
Man.
Like a solid. You know, he was the number 2 in LA, and I think that's what ideally he would be for you. He's that deep threat. You know, he's got speed. He's got height. He's a good player. He's definitely a starting caliber. So he's top 64. He's a starting caliber wide receiver
in the
NFL.
On the team.
Right.
No doubt.
But he's not someone you're like, okay, we got our number one. We're good.
Right, exactly.
And he might get overpaid because he is the best. And You might have to pay him number one money to be a number two.
With Grant, they give him like $40 million or something.
What's that?
There was so much of that that happened last year, didn't?
Oh,
Washington?
Yes.
Yeah,
you pretty much have to overpay. That's the other thing that sucks about free agencies. You almost have to overpay every single guy you bring in.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That's why you got to grow your own guys. Do it from the draft.
Mm-hmm. And that's what Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch said day one when they showed up on the scene. And they weren't lying. They haven't gone heavily into free agency and gone for those high-end free agents. They want to draft their stars. And we'll see if they've done that yet. But it's not that easy to just draft a bunch of superstars, right? Especially in a year or two. So they have that opportunity again. We'll see how that goes.
Guys, just draft better. Come on.
Right. Come on, guys. Will you just draft better? Will you just draft the best player in every pick? Make this a lot easier.
And they won't get hurt. I can promise you.
We got people excited talking about music a couple of shows ago. Steve wants to know. This is Steve from email. He wants to know what your Super Bowl intro music would be. If you had a song that was just like you're coming out to it with your team getting jazzed, would it be Pearl Jam?
It'd probably be Alive, Alive. That guitar intro, it'd be just like my baseball walk-up music.
You know? Right,
like,
same.
Gets me pumped up
same
every
idea.
Time I hear it.
For sure. I would do, let's see, I'm trying to think of songs that
or
are
like Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, that's a standard. That's a good one. He says Star Wars main theme.
Oh, that's good.
Not bad. It's a little slow.
Imperial March or main theme? Like
a little slow to get going. There's a song called Bat Cat by Mogwai that I would maybe do. Mm-hmm. It just has a nice little riff to get you going.
I like
that. And a nice long instrumental too. So that you don't have anybody singing over it and ruin your business as you're running out on the field. You want it to feel like a movie as you run out there.
Sure, sure. That's the score behind you.
Right, exactly. You have like the New York Symphony, like the San Francisco orchestra playing behind you. Yeah.
And then they go back down.
All right. David's got a question for Brian and Wink here. Other than Super Bowl team, what was your favorite 49ers team?
Ooh.
Did you have any? He said he really likes the 97 team, Kevin Green, Merton Hanks. But I'm curious to hear what other teams the two of you enjoyed watching the most.
Yeah, that was a good one. That's a good call.
I was going to say the 2019 49ers, but he said non-Super Bowl teams.
Oh, good. Yeah, okay. Right. We got to roll that back then.
It's hard for me to go back and think exactly because the Super Bowl teams and like that whole era, when I think of those teams, it's all one team to me.
Right.
Like they don't have that different of an idea. I think of Montana or Young, who was the quarterback. And I think of, was it Bill Walsh? Was it, then there was the Mooch era. So I think the Harbaugh era probably would be some of my favorites. Just going back recently, that was so fun when 2011 happened. The 49ers were all of a sudden back. You're like, oh, they're good again. Let's go.
Yeah, they had the hard-nosed defense that was just, you couldn't mess with them. Like, yeah, I'm with you on that.
I would say the first cap year probably.
No Dennis Erickson time? That wasn't for you?
Not super exciting.
Tom Sula wasn't your guy?
not super exciting times around the Bay Area football scene. All right, let's take a quick break, finish up this mailbag. Let's check in with Rodney via email. He said, after reading about Steve Young, he said, get your pass rushers, then go all out on offense. He said, the red zone offense is lacking. What is your bigger weakness, pass rush or red zone offense? He says, I'm digging the idea of getting two or three pass rushers in free agency and finding a trade partner, hopefully within the top seven or eight, and drafting DK Metcalf at wide receiver.
That's interesting.
Do you think,
I think that your biggest glaring need right now is pass rush, and it has been for years.
Right.
I think that you need to address that first. And of course you worry about red zone offense. You just, you guys got to play together. There's just not enough of that. We didn't have Jimmy G for very long last year. And, can Kittle really start to figure out what to do down in the red zone and separate? And he's working with Tony Gonzalez. So yeah, I think that he can. He definitely has the right mentor in his ear right now. So, maybe you do and you go get another big-bodied wide receiver that can make it two big-body guys down there in the red zone that can really make a difference. But I think that the biggest glaring need is pass rusher. And, yeah, you do need to go get a couple guys. So, like we said, iron sharpens iron. Let's get some competition going.
Right. It's pass rush for sure. If the 49ers were drafting number one and you thought you knew Nick Bosa was going to be there, I don't think you would have to spend as much or you could be a little bit more frugal in free agency, maybe just pick off a situational rusher or something like that, and there should be some of those guys available. But right now, you have to, you kind of have to get the best guy you can.
Just in case,
yeah, the best pass rusher possible. Even if he's not an every down guy, it doesn't matter. Who gets after the quarterback best on third down? And I would make that list, and I would start at the top, and I would target those guys. And if you get Nick Bosa, you draft him too. And then you draft a guy in later rounds as well. So, yeah, continue to build that. And the offense is going to come. Just keep adding talent. They've got a nice little thing going on offense. Jimmy Garoppolo being back is going to be huge. And then and actually that leads me into this next question from Randy. He said, let's say the Niners get wild and sign Le'Veon Bell. And I know Nick Winkler's into that idea.
Oh, yeah.
Would there be any cap savings by cutting McKinnon, or did they put a big signing bonus in the contract that would eat up cap space this year and next year? And he said, hope you guys are getting enough sleep being newish
Thanks,
parents.
Man.
Yeah, not getting enough sleep, but I appreciate the kind words there. If they did go crazy, which I 100% believe they will not, and sign Le'Veon Bell, who, did you hear the rumors recently about Le'Veon Bell being like 260 pounds?
No.
Like he just sat around and got fat. He gained like 30 pounds this season.
I don't
buy
it at all.
I would not be super surprised if he put on a few pounds, but I also wouldn't be surprised if he could take it off in like a week.
Right.
You know, two weeks.
That's the Steelers putting that out there.
Yeah, maybe. But dude,
that's Ben Roethlisberger.
And props to Le'Veon Bell for doing what he thought was right for his career, but he might have lost in the long run a lot of money.
A lot of money. Right. I don't. We say that, but someone's going to throw a bunch of money at him. It's just going to happen. You look
but
at
even
his
if
numbers.
They do,
and you look at his production.
Even if they give him what they would have, he lost an entire year.
$25 million or something, right? I mean, he had the franchise,
so he would have to get that much more in the next deal he gets, unless he was to get hurt and then got no deal coming.
And that was the risk, right? That's why he did it,
right? Let's see. Cutting McKinnon. No, McKinnon, I think, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm not a cap guru, but it was a very front-loaded thing, and Garoppolo was too. They can move on from Garoppolo after this year without any problem. Mm-hmm. McKinnon was very front-loaded. It was a lot per year, but they could cut McKinnon anytime.
Yeah, there's another guy too that might help with that red zone offense as well.
That's part of it. It's not just about having a tall guy to chuck the ball up to and pull down rebounds in the end zone. You got to be able to run the ball. The 49ers haven't been able to run in the red zone. That's half of the problem right there. And penalties. So there's a lot of things that go into it, not just having tall guys that you can chuck the ball up to.
Right. Like if Lincoln Tomlinson can just stop getting penalties in the red zone, I think we'd be fine.
Your boy Lincoln, just stop getting those penalties. Yeah. You're like, okay, good. We're in the red zone. It's first.
I'm gonna get a nasty email from him.
It's first and goal from the 9 yard line. Nope.
I'm raking my name through the mud.
It's first and goal from the 14 yard line now. Oh, you just lost 2 yards on a run. Now it's second and goal from the 16. So that's kind of how their red zone attempts have gone, which is not ideal.
Has not been pretty.
No, not at all. All right, let's see here. Now let's skip that one. We don't need a tight end question. We don't need a darn tight end question.
We got enough of those.
All right, here, let's go to Lex on Twitter. If you and Kyle or Uncle John, I assume he means Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch. Mm-hmm. Are you related to John Lynch?
No, but I like that. I'm going to call him Uncle John from now on.
Nephew Nick and Uncle John.
Oh, that's nice.
Which free agent do you call first? And he also asked for second. But let's start with first. He said, this past week I received 3 likes from Mr. Wink. Not sure if he even read my posts.
I did not.
He definitely did not. He's hearing these words for the first time as I read them.
Right.
Even though he liked it. Who are you calling first on the free agent market?
That's a good call. You know me, man. I think I'm calling Le'Veon Bell.
Wow. I'm calling.
I am.
I'm losing Le'Veon Bell's number.
Yeah. I know you would. We're so on the opposite side of this. I love it.
Let's see. Who would I call first? Well, one of the problems with that question is I don't know who's going to hit the market yet.
Right.
As far as pass rushers go.
If
the rumors are accurate, Dee Ford is going to get the franchise tag from the Kansas City Chiefs, and that might mean that they have to cut Justin Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Then Justin Houston would probably be my first call. Or actually, no, I take that back. I think Earl Thomas is going to be my first call.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to his second part. The second call would go to Justin Houston or whoever I think the best pass rusher available would be.
I mean, what if the Cowboys can't get a deal done with DeMarcus Lawrence, you know? Like,
right, and that would be the first call for sure.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think we're on the same page there aside from the Le'Veon Bell thing.
We are on opposite pages when it comes to that one.
What are you excited for? Did you get like the day off to make sure you can watch all of these workouts?
Yeah, of course.
Are you excited for any certain – player, any certain position group or anything like that?
No, like you said, man, I love watching the 40. I really do. It's just exciting. You know, just the fact that these guys know how much rides on the 40 and they, you know, you get two chances at it. And it's like, this is your chance, kid. Here you go. It's all building up to this. And I know there's so many other measurables and things like that, but you can just skyrocket up a draft if you run a great 40.
And get people excited about your, like build your brand.
Yeah.
Players come out of nowhere.
Like, really? Yeah, you run a good 40 and you get drafted, every fan of that team's going to be like, oh yeah, we got this guy. He ran a blank.
And for these guys, how massive is it to have that Madden rating? You know? Like, how massive? Like, John Ross can just kick back, look at everybody in the eye and be like, I got the best Madden rating. I got the best Madden speed.
Has he got 99 speed?
I don't know if he does or not, but he's probably, I mean, if he doesn't have 99 speed right now, who does, right?
Right, right. Maybe they don't. Maybe they capped it at 98 or something.
Do you remember the days when it got to 100 for a while?
Yeah.
That was strange.
Do you remember Super Tecmo Bowl back in the day when it's like your guys, their health went up? You know, it's like good, great, excellent.
Yeah, Tecmo Super Bowl. You were like hurt. It was low, medium, high.
If you got excellent. Excellent, Christian Okoye, right. Like you just couldn't tackle him.
And their number system was super weird. It was like 12, 36, 64.
Oh, I loved that game.
Yeah, such a great game. All right, let's leave on that. That's some warm and fuzzies, Tecmo Super Bowl. I wish I wasn't about to start working, and I would go I'd go play some Super Tecmo Bowl right now.
Yeah, I've got mine stored in a bin, man, right in my guest bedroom. Ready to roll out anytime.
We picked up one of those little mini Nintendos around Christmas time.
And I'm still rocking my original Nintendo.
Oh, it still works. You have it?
Yeah. Wow. I replaced the pin thing inside and everything. And yeah, it still works. But, you know, every once in a while, it just doesn't work.
Are you teaching your kids how to blow correctly on a cartridge?
Oh, I've been blowing since 1985. All right.
I'm saving that clip for sure.
You're changing my Twitter bio right now. I've been blowing since 1985.
I'm saving that one. That's the intro next week. All right, Nick, thanks for joining me here on the show once again.
My pleasure, buddy.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Get pumped. The NFL Combine, and I'll keep this mailbag going tomorrow. If you have Combine specific questions, and of course that's going to be the big talk throughout the weekend. So next week we're going to break down everything we saw at the NFL Scouting Combine from Indianapolis, and I'll talk to you guys then right here on Locked On 49ers.
See ya.